This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Just hours after his personal Twitter account was permanently suspended, U.S. President Donald Trump said late on Friday he would look into building his own social media platform. Trump sent his latest tweets from the official government account at POTUS, saying, quote, "We will not be silenced," and accusing Twitter of coordinating with Democrats and what he called the radical left. Twitter later deleted the post. It also suspended Mr. Trump's campaign account at Team Trump for violating its rules. The company said accounts used by Trump to try to get around the Twitter ban could also face permanent suspension under its ban evasion policies. Trump still has access to the official at White House and at POTUS accounts, but will lose this when he loses when his presidential term ends. Earlier Friday, Twitter had permanently suspended Mr. Trump's personal account, citing the possibility he could incite more violence after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week. Twitter specifically pointed to two of the president's Friday tweets as a violation of its policy against the glorification of violence. Twitter had temporarily blocked Trump's account earlier this week following the violence at the Capitol. The World Health Organization says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to attain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized International Vaccine Cooperative, COVAX, has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they're delivered. This is VOA News.